This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Can the U.S. ever reclaim any of the textile industry that's gone overseas? Bill Gillen, CEO, Cotton Board.
But specifically, what can we do to encourage them? Number one, buy the products that are put out there. Number two, I think, you know, over the past 3 years, we've gotten a lot of inquiries from producers that are trying to get their own products, their own cotton from their farm turned into shirts, polo shirts, sheets. I know you all know of some of those companies that are doing it. Those kind of smaller operations are starting to jump, pop up all over the place. And I do think that Cotton Incorporated is interested in those and trying to find out a way that it can help them move along that path. Moving though from, I would say, you know, smaller niche marketing to larger cut and sew operations, larger operations that would really drive the amount of products that are actually purchased in the United States is a long way. It's going to take, I think, some continued advances in technology relating to cut and sew. But again, there are investments being made in the United States. There are Chinese investments in spinning mills in the United States. So it's here. But when you get to the cut and sew part of that equation, it's a very small percentage of what is actually bought and sold in the United States.
Learn more online at igrowcotton.com.